Now, what sort of performer is Belle?
Belle is a singer and dancer from vaudeville troupe, and she's been dancing as a child. Her mother, well, she had a sister who was the star, and so Belle is sort of trying to fit in her shoes.
Literally?
Yes, sort of literally, but she's, it's this whole chasing fame sort of thing, and it's a bit of a mother's pressure as well.
So the problem with this, of course, is that she's very vulnerable, isn't she? Because she doesn't know what offer to take or who to trust.
Yes, that's right. Vinnie is quite a strong personality, and artist is that they've both fallen in love with the same woman but didn't realise that this was going on. So this has all sort of fallen apart. This is at the time when it's kind of all sort of falling apart. So Vinnie and artist, as I just read, Vinnie had given artist a chance to be in the troupe and trained him up. And so this feels like a very big betrayal. But you sort of find out later in the story of why Vinnie becomes so obsessive and possessive of Belle.
So what's attracted you to this period of history and the whole thing of vaudeville? I mean, it was, you know, something that there was a wonderful golden age of vaudeville, wasn't there?
Yes, I loved it because I used to watch all the, you know, black and white movies and Judy Garland and Bojangles, Shirley Temple. I just loved that era. And I met a lady when I was teaching drama. Basically, this story is based on her family, so family history, but it is a fictional story. And she became a child performer at the age of 3. So I was just fascinated when I met someone who had that sort of history. And because Australian entertainment history, there's not a lot of information about it. Like, not many people even know what vaudeville is. I was quite intrigued to write this story to preserve Australian entertainment history, but also because I wanted to recreate the skits that they did. They're not accurate to the period because I had to get these from Shirley. I interviewed Shirley. I had to get her to try and remember all these skits. And obviously when she was young, she said, well, I couldn't remember everything, but she sort of gave me a bit of an idea, so I had to do a lot of research. There wasn't a lot around about Australian entertainment, so I took a lot of information from the newspaper clippings, you know, the Trove newspapers. So, yeah.
Now, the thing is that there were some major stars in vaudeville in Australia in that period too who were well documented. So I wonder how much you sort of, you know, based Belle's life on those.
No, I didn't actually base it on any particular stars. I just kept the story was what I did is I had to start from Belle's parents, so from the 1920s to the 1950s. It's a bit of a generational saga. I was going to really write about Shirley, but because she worked with Bert Newton and Graham Kennedy when Australian TV first started. But the story really started with her parents. So I kind of, everything's fictional as far as the characters, but all I've done is take the foundation of what Shirley's family's history. I took that as a foundation because there was a lot of true events that happened, like there was an accident that did happen. So there's, I think in the front of the book I put in what actually did happen within the family, but everything else was, like, the characters are completely fictional. And the storyline is fictional. All I've done is use the foundation of what Alf Broadway's pantomime players, where they toured and how they survived the Depression, you know, through bartering. Obviously back then you would barter tickets for food. You know, they'd do one town. They just tour around, do one town, like a matinee and evening. The next morning they would go on to the next town. So all those things are sort of true, but the characters weren't based on any of the famous Australian performers back then.